The philosopher Schopenhauer gave an often quoted example of porcupines trying to get through a cold winter. They press close together for warmth, but their sharp quills prick each other, so they pull away. But then they get cold. They have to keep adjusting their closeness and distance to keep from freezing and from getting pricked by their fellow porcupines, the source of both comfort and pain. We need to get close to each other to have a sense of community, to feel we're not alone in the world. But we need to keep our distance from each other to preserve our independence, so others don't impose on or overwhelm us. This double need reflects the human condition. We are individual and social creatures. We need other people to survive, but we want to survive as individuals. Another way to look at this double need is that we are all the same and all different. There is comfort in being understood and pain in the impossibility of being understood completely. But there is also comfort in being different, special and unique, and pain in being the same as everyone else, just another cog in the wheel. We all keep balancing the needs for involvement and independence, but individuals, as well as cultures, place different relative values on these needs and have different ways of expressing those values. America as a nation has glorified individuality, especially for men. This is in sharp contrast to people in many parts of the world outside Western Europe, who more often glorify involvement in family and clan for women and men. The independent pioneers, and later our image of them, have served us well. The glorification of independence served the general progress of the nation, as traditionally male individuals have been willing to leave their hometowns, the comfort of the familiar and whatever was connected with the family, to find opportunity, get the best education, travel and work wherever they could find the best jobs or wherever their job sent them. The longing for involvement attracted traditionally female individuals to join them. The values of the group are reflected in personal values. Many Americans, especially American men, place more emphasis on their need for independence and less on their need for social involvement. This often means that the focus of talk is put on the information content rather than on talk as a way of developing human relationships. The attitude may go as far as the conviction that only the information level really counts, or is really there. It is then a logical conclusion that talk, not rich in information, should be dispensed with. Thus, many daughters and sons of all ages, calling their parents, find that their fathers want to exchange whatever information is needed, and then hang up, but their mothers want to chat, to keep in touch. American men's information-focused approach to talk has shaped the American way of doing business. Most Americans think it's best to get down to the point as soon as possible and not waste time in small talk, social talk, or beating around the bush. But this doesn't work very well in business dealings with Greek, Japanese, or Arab businessmen for whom small talk is necessary to establish the social relationship that must provide the foundation for conducting business. Another expression of this difference, one that costs American tourists huge amounts of money, is our inability to understand the logic behind bargaining. If the African, Indian, Arab, South American, or Mediterranean seller wants to sell a product and the tourist wants to buy it, why not set a fair price and let the sale proceed? Because the sale is only one part of the communication process. Just as important, if not more so, is the communication process that goes on during bargaining, an artful way for buyer and seller to reaffirm their recognition that they're dealing with, and that they are humans, not machines.